For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I guess the question remains, when he looks at film today, will Gerard Mayo be satisfied with the performance of Drake May, or is he satisfied with the performance of Jacoby Brissett as the Patriots get ready for week one? And I'm as perplexed as you are, Wiggy.
Yeah, well, there's not much to really see from Brissett because he gets hurt so quickly, and it's like, all right.
He's brittle? Are you calling him brittle?
Well, no, but like when you go, oh, we got to look at the film, like you kind of know, because, and I believe that they know who the starter is going in before this game. Like I believe they know who they want.
Who do you think they want?
I think they want Jacoby Brissett.
Why? Which
I don't know why. That's why I said, that's the thing when I said, you know, that's confusing to me.
Because they're stuck to this stupid quote-unquote plan that they had.
Whose plan is it? Is it Alex Van Pelt's plan? Is it Elliot Wolf's plan?
My guess is it's Alex Van Pelt, because even during the game yesterday when Gerard Mayo was being having his interview in the middle of the game, like, they basically asked, you know, quarterback-wise, what are you seeing? He's like, well, you just watched Drake May bring it down the field and score a touchdown. So so I think that if it was up to just Gerard Mayo, I think we'd be seeing Drake May as a starter week one. But
how can it not be up to the head coach of the New England Patriots?
Yeah,
that's not a great look.
And I believe it is. There's no way. There's no way it can't be up to Mayo. Like, he isn't at the final.
Well, he's going to tell you it's collaborative. The theme of this new regime is collaboration.
Yeah, but somebody has to have the final say.
Right. Like, we collaborate on rejoins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
and you always choose horrible songs. So.
But it doesn't matter. Final say goes with the decision that you want to bring back for the rejoin.
Well, I wanted to hear the replacements. We should be clear, because some are speculating in the Twitch chat that Shime suffered a breakup or something over the weekend.
Nope.
He did not.
I was like, hey, Greg, what rejoin song do you want to hear? Very cheerful about it. He's like, ooh, I would love Satisfied by the Replacements. I was like, you're done.
Thank you.
It did make me chuckle, though, because it has been very emo-like rejoins.
What?
Not really.
It kind of has.
No.
In your feels, kind of.
It really has.
Yeah, it's kind of,
I played Heartache Tonight by the Eagles. Okay, fine. Why Don't You and I by Chad Kroeger Santana slaps. Young Love and Saturday Nights, not a emo song at all.
Uh-huh.
You've Got Another Thing Coming by Judas Priest, not emo at all.
Right. Yeah.
Huh?
Some thought that the beach in Falmouth would have been the perfect location for a proposal.
Yeah, I've been told a few times. Thanks.
None of my business.
Didn't happen there.
Nope, no. Didn't.
The Queen wants you to get married. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I have. I think Courtney might be the pushiest person in my life telling me to get engaged.
I just love, Shime.
I know
you're clearly in love. You look the best you've ever looked. It's time.
I appreciate you for that and all of that. It was very nice of you. But there's a plan in place.
All right, now you sound like...
Whoa, what?
Yeah, Greg, you just gotta let things unfold. Just like the Patriots, I too have a plan.
Right.
You may not like the timeline, but it'll happen.
Now you sound like Mayo and the Pats.
A plan in place.
What happens first? Drake May starts a game in the NFL, or you are engaged?
Well, I'm not doing the latter until Drake May starts.
Okay. Fine. Are you still expected to spend, is it a paycheck and a half on a ring, or what's the...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
I think it's a little bit more than a paycheck and a half, unless
that's
you're
what it used to be when I was a young fella.
Times have changed, Greg.
Times have
unless
changed.
You're making good money.
Uh-huh.
Because nowadays, a woman will look at a ring and go, huh? This? That's it?
This is Al from New Bedford. Hello, Al. Al? Chime, did you not?
I hate this.
Did you not purposely go back to Al during the break?
Not even during the break. I checked during the break. He wasn't there, so I gave him a second. We came back from break, rejoined song playing, pick him up. I'm like, hey, Al, we're going to be coming to you. He said, okay.
You were trying to extend extreme customer service to Al because he had been hanging on for a while.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
got caught sleeping.
Yeah. Al was going to tell Gerard Mayo why he believes Drake May ought to be the starter. Mm. But I don't know if Gerard Mayo even needs to be told that. I think he, if he can't see it, then he there's a bigger issue.
I think everybody can see it. When we go back and we say the plan that Mayo and everybody else talks about, the only thing that I can get from that is they're afraid of him getting hurt. They're afraid of him getting hurt because when you look at Jacoby Brissett, he hasn't done anything to say, okay, we could. It's maybe we should let Drake May sit.
But you're going to see him no matter what if the O-line is as bad as they are.
I am with you.
So
I
then...
I don't get what your plan is. The only thing that I take away is you're afraid he gets hurt. But if the O-line is bad, Corden, like you said, and he Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, Drake May's your starter.
And now you could have a banged up Jacoby Brissett going into the opening weekend. Like, ugh.
Which you're probably going to have.
Yeah, that's...
It's
almost like you're giving up, which I hate to say. But if you put Jacoby Brissett out there, it's like, yeah, this team's a wash this season, so we're just going to, you know, protect Drake moving forward to make sure he's okay for the future of the franchise. And it's
does it have to do with money and the fact that you're paying him $8 million and you don't want to sit a guy?
$8 million, who cares?
Nope. That is it.
Well, you could say that, but look at the O-line. Like, you have $50 million available.
Mm-hmm.
$50 million. And you did nothing off-season wise heading into the season to make that offensive line better. Nothing.
Mm-mm. Greg, what was cheaper? You going to the convenience store and buying a comic book or what the Patriots have done with this offensive line?
You got the referees out there warning them and they're still getting penalties. It's atrocious. It's malfeasance on the part of the Patriots.
Right. And to Courtney's point, if you're so concerned about the offensive line that you created and you think there's a very good chance that Brissett gets beat up, knocked around, and maybe he might miss a couple of games, what are you going to do? Are you then going to say, you know what? All right, Brissett's out. Miller time, you're the guy because we're too afraid to put Drake May behind that? When Mayo told us.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It has nothing to do with him being concerned about the O-line on whether or not Drake May plays or doesn't play?
I mean, do you think that Jacoby Brissett is Van Pelt's guy? Like, that's what the texters are saying.
But even if he is, he hasn't done a good enough job for Van Pelt to say, here's the reason why he's starting over Drake May. Like, everybody can see that. So there's only one thing it falls back on. They're too afraid to put Drake May in there because they think he's going to get hurt, and they're hoping that Jacoby Brissett can make it through the season without getting banged up.
Yeah, but if that's the case, Wiggy, then if he does, if Jacoby Brissett does get hurt, he already is hurt. So if he gets even more hurt and can't play, then what do? You either have to put Drake May in there or you're going to Bailey Zappe. Well, like, that doesn't make sense.
Right, but then at that point in time, I think they're backed into a corner and they have no choice. Right now, their choice is play Brissett. Hopefully he doesn't get beat up and he's able to stay out there because we are too afraid to put Drake May out there.
Well, are you not going to be afraid to put him out there next season if he gets zero snaps during?
No, I think next season. Then next season they might address.
They're going to do something with the line by next season.
Maybe they draft an offensive lineman with their high pick next year, and they feel more comfortable that the guy that they got there can protect his blind side.
Yeah, I mean, we have to ask Mayo about that, about heading into the season with the O line as it is.
Right,
and who's that on? Is that on Elliot Wolf? Is that on Robert Kraft not wanting to spend? I mean, Robert Kraft seems like, at least in the case of Brandon Ayuk, that he was willing to spend.
Yeah.
People argue, somebody in the Twitch chat is arguing now that there was no talent available that you could go get O-line-wise.
I disagree.
I mean, there was
Jonah Jackson was out there.
The kid from Dallas. Tyron Smith was out there.
Correct.
Trent Williams, isn't he still wanting a contract? You might have been able to trade for him. We're going after Brandon Ayuk. So, I mean, if you really want an offensive lineman, you could have traded for him.
This is Paulie from Denver. Paulie.
Hey, what's going on, Greg? Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
This is what I've been talking about, offensive line, where you can't put Drake May in.
Paulie.
Yo.
Did you not learn your lesson last week about saying good morning, guys?
No, guys, it's fine.
Oh, guys is okay?
Guys is great.
Why?
Gentlemen.
What's wrong with being nice?
Okay.
You know, it's being nice. It's a lot nicer than Shine was to me on Saturday when on the Ken and Curtis show.
Oh.
He took one call in 4 hours. He left me on hold, Greg, for about 2 to 3 hours.
What?
Damn, Shine.
That's outrageous.
I thought I was one of his favorite guys. All the compliments I've given him on those great opens you and him do, when he plays some great tunes and you say, let it breathe, you know, it wasn't very nice, but yeah. I'm telling you, oh my God! If they had just kept Tom Brady, they could have kept building the team.
That's why I didn't take the call.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, no, we've moved on from Tom Brady.
I get it, Paulie. I appreciate you, Paulie. Thank you so much for listening. You're a very nice gentleman. I kind of am tired of the Tom Brady needs to come back take.
Yeah, I mean, we're moved on,
I ask a question? The way you've seen them play in preseason, which quarterback would you prefer to have right now? Jacoby Brissett, Drake May. Or Mac Jones?
Drake May.
It's not even
close. You got to get off the Mac.
Yes. Greg, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. You can't
get
fooled again.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But they keep having to remind him he's not in New England, so he would not be good here.
That's the fault of the organization, not Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
That's his fault, too, because he mentally can't get over it.
Mac Jones is Greg's Tom Brady. Like, we got to move on, man. We got to move on.
He looks pretty good down there.
He's doing a good job.
That two-minute drill?
Yeah.
But we got to move on. Resulting in a touchdown?
Yeah. It's in Jacksonville.
Let him keep being a great backup.
He's in Duval. Yeah. It's a different place down there.
Zach Wilson looks pretty good, too, during preseason. So.
All right. Good point.
Yeah.
But, no, I think Drake May all
day. Duval.
All day long. Listen, we'll talk to Mayo. I'm confused. I'm so confused. Like I said, my only guess is they are so afraid because their offensive line is not good.
Why would you do that, though, when you spend a third pick on Drake May? Like, your third overall pick is a guy, and then you're worried about him not getting banged up. You had all offseason to prepare for this and make sure that he is as protected as humanly possible.
Well, you know this better than we do,
because
you played the game. Is the familiarity that Jacoby Brissett has with the Van Pelt offense the main factor when it comes to Alex Van Pelt?
It helps out, but
to go with him? Like, is it that difficult for Drake May to pick it up?
It helps out if the guy that you bring in understands and he's familiar, but the guy behind him is not able to grasp it. But it looks like Drake May has done a good job grasping Van Pelt's offense. And Jacoby Brissett in the preseason and in practices, based on what we hear from people who are down there every day, they have said that, like, he hasn't done anything to say, okay, I can keep Drake May on the bench because he's playing so well. It's like the Pittsburgh situation. Russell Wilson hasn't done anything to show that he should be playing over Justin Fields. And Justin Fields kind of hasn't done the same thing with Russell Wilson. So, like, that's a true, like, we don't know. But here, Brissett hasn't done anything that would make you go, oh, he's light years ahead of May. Play him until May's ready. If anything, it looks like May's way better than Jacoby Brissett.
Caleb Williams is starting.
Jaden Daniels is starting. That was my lead. If you look at not just the quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round this year, other than Michael Penix Jr., who's sitting behind Kirk Cousins, who they gave 4 years, $180 million to, I get it. Every other quarterback is the starter for their team. J.J. McCarthy was until he got hurt. And every positional player, when you start to look at them, the majority of those guys are going to be starters for their team. How is the third overall pick a guy who's not starting? You go anywhere outside of New England and ask anybody outside of New England, hey, who's the starting quarterback for the Patriots? If they weren't paying attention, they'd be like, oh, Drake May.
Yeah.
All right, well, we will get to talk to Jerod Mayo about this and other things coming up in 20 minutes at 9.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.